the swan is coming back, but this time, like, everybody on the swan has something horrible thing wrong with them. They're all, like, burn victims and stuff like that. And then, you know, there's this coverage about who got vaccinated, because Chris Shays and Rosa DeLauro and Joe Lieberman are all refusing to get vaccinated for the flu, because...
Why?
Well, because, you know, if you're in Congress, you can be vaccinated. They have, like, more than enough.
Sure.
But I think they're doing it because, you know, if any other American's not going to be vaccinated, they don't want to get vaccinated.
Right.
And then the people who have gotten vaccinated so far have been John Larson, this is from our state, Nancy Johnson, Rob Simmons, and Chris Dodd. And I think with the case of Dodd...
Jim Sullivan missed his
Jim Sullivan,
shot,
he was supposed to show up, but he wasn't there. In the case of Dodd, I think because of his days when he was single, you know, just any time he gets offered a vaccination against anything, I think he's... he just reflexively takes it. It's just a habit he got into at a certain point.
Yeah.
Anyway, our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC.
He's crossed Dodd off the guest list.
It's good to know he was vaccinated.
Won't be coming on again anytime soon. Article, he hasn't been on forever anyway.
Yeah. Article in the Current about squirrels, apparently. Although
I saw a black one today.
Really?
Second day in a row. Ran across my path while I was walking.
You and many other people in Connecticut claim to have seen squirrels, but the DEP says there are no squirrels in Connecticut.
They're wrong.
Yeah, there are no
Believe
squirrels.
Believe me, I saw two this morning.
No,
one was black.
Forever.
A black squirrel.
It's all a figment of your imagination. It's all swamp gas.
Well, there could be some swamp gas, too.
Yeah. And then... Well, this is...
You mean there's more?
There's more. There's so much more. But actually, WTIC. Star WTIC. We are going to have somebody, although I'm not going to be here for it, but there is an epidemiologist coming out and talking about flu vaccines.
So you're going to...
See if you can get me some. Ask the guy if he's got it.
See if I can get you some?
Yeah, just mention.
And you're not going to be here?
Well, get two. Get one for you and one
I've
for
never
me.
Had a flu shot in my life.
Have you never? I had one last year.
I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying I never have.
You're a mighty oak.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
I think you have sort of protective Paul Bunyan kind of...
Yeah, that's probably it.
Rural, inland Maine kind of genetic structure.
Exactly.
Whereas I'm kind of a delicate flower.
The college football season is here, and the UConn...
Our boss, Steve Salhaney, is walking around in sort of like a Red Sox captain or something.
Which I think is very fetching.
It's like a muumuu or something. Apparently his wife gave it to him.
Yeah.
Kind of shapeless, though.
It's kind of shapeless?
Well, it is. It's kind of just sort of hangs off him. It's this kind of bright red.
It's a little...
It's like jammies or something, though.
Is there a hat, matching hat thing that goes...
I just have a good idea if he had
an
eye in my nightcap. I went up on the roof to see what was the matter. All right. We're back.
Yeah.
We're back. We have phone calls. We're going to get to them.
Stop it. Oh, okay. Where would you like to go here next?
Let's go to Doug from Sheffield.
Okay. Doug, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
You shoot any geese up there, Doug?
The first lock of the year went over today, just a few minutes ago. I wasn't packed.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Lies to a people, and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the face of the men who sent the gun to the wars that are fought in places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again. And we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments are...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess his brain isn't in the right place. It's not a very good song, and you still hit there on him. Anyway, we're back. And our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star-WTIC. There was even this kind of amazing and kind of weird story in the New York Times today about people who visit and had been visiting the grave of Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I saw that.
Leave all this, and they were like leaving all this unhealthy crap there. It was all like cigars and cigarettes and pizza and beer and stuff. And they weren't leaving flowers or anything, leaving all this sort of cancer-causing, artery-choking stuff.
What was that supposed to accomplish?
Well, it's like he would be there since the curse of the Bambino. The idea would
make
the Bambino strong, make him feed the beast, the dog.
There's no curse. There's never been a curse. That was a made-up thing.
Yeah. Well, very probably.
Yeah.
In any case, I can't remember whether it was that story or another story that I read that was that mentioned the fact that shortly after he retired, he asked to come back for opening day, and they said, "Good, send your check." They also kind of drove him away towards the end of his career, you know, and discouraged his ambitions to manage and stuff like that.
Send your check.
Send in a check. I mean, they wanted to pay tickets. Papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't really treat Babe Ruth very well at the end of his career. On the other hand, it was probably a good thing that he did become a manager, considering he was a drunken reprobate. Not that that would necessarily have sort of made him stand up out in the ranks of baseball managers, but anyway, our numbers, if people want to call in about anything, are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star-WTIC. And just another thing, I guess Roy and Debbie were talking about this today on their show, but I do think it's a revolutionary idea. There's this device now called, I think it is called TV Be Gone. That's what it's called. It's $14.99. And what it basically can do is turn off TVs in public places or anywhere that a TV is bothering you. So basically, you know, you carry this thing in your pocket and you're sitting in the airport and you don't feel like listening to the TV, you just turn it off.
Isn't that a bit inconsiderate?
It would be inconsiderate, yes. And there probably are situations where, as Dana was saying, there are probably situations where you get the hell beat out of you for doing it, like in a bar or something like that. But it could be kind of amusing also.
Right up until the point when you got the hell beat out of you.
Except, what if they don't know that it's you who's doing it? What if you keep it in your pocket or in your briefcase or something like that and just read it?
Well, that could be fun.
That could be kind of fun. Yeah, I wouldn't do it to, hey, I'm going to turn off this TV and you can't stop me. Then you will get the hell beat out of you. But if nobody knows who's doing it, then that could be kind of enjoyable. And what I'm wondering is,